It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Monica, Easter's coming up. Can people hop on over to Monica's?
They sure can, Paul Ramel. I love that when they hop on into Monica's and look for some spring fashions, because Monica's getting all these new dresses and tops and capris and crop pants and jeans and just you name it, I got it. Sandals, sun and the fun, swimsuit cover-ups. I have it all in my vacation room. My shoe room is full of sandals and sun and fun. Shop Monica's in Awesome Dawson, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramel along with Bart Hill here. We're at halftime. Hills Beaver Creek leading Central Minnesota Christian by 10 points, 39-29, Bart.
It's amazing. Like I said, I can't say it's a shocker just because I've never seen Hills Beaver Creek play before. But they are impressive with how hard they play and how athletic they are.
All right. We'll talk more about the game in a little bit, but I've asked Dawson boys Landon Keeman to come and join us here at halftime. Landon received the Triple A Award out of Section 3A for the boys. He was recognized before the game here in front of this large crowd, and Landon joins us. Congratulations, Landon.
Thank you very much.
That was quite an award there,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, quite.
Triple A, for our listeners that don't know about that, what's that mean?
It's an award, and it's you get recognized for it for being in arts and music, and then sports, and then academics.
Okay. So athletics, academics, and art.
Yep.
Okay, right, Bart?
Absolutely.
Did you get the AAA award, Bart?
In school, I got a lot of B's and C's. I didn't get AAAs ever or anything like that. No, I was not involved with the art.
Yeah, I'm far from that. Anyway, Landon, tell us what you're all involved in at Dawson Boys.
So,
let's go with athletics first.
Okay, so in the fall, I run cross country with Coach Sherb. And then I play basketball in the winter, and then play golf in the spring.
That's right. You played in this game last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was that experience for you?
It was so fun. Like, once in a lifetime. It was amazing.
Yep. You got to play at Williams Arena.
Yeah.
Quite a memory, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. What sport do you like the best? Can I put you on the spot there? Do you have a favorite sport?
I think I'm best at cross country, but my favorite is probably golf.
Yep, you're a good golfer.
Yep.
How's the boys golf team going to do this year?
Should be pretty good. Should be a challenge to get through the section, but hopefully we can do it.
How about the girls team, state champions from last year?
Yeah, that's insane.
They got everybody back, though, don't they, but Lindsay?
Yeah, everyone but Lindsay is back, yeah.
Okay, so good. You're already out on the course?
Yep, we went Monday when it was really nice out. And then it snowed, obviously, but we've been playing at the Hilltop in their simulator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So athletics and arts?
Yep.
And academics. Yep. Talk about your academics.
So
4.0?
Close. Okay. Like 3.9.
Oh,
man. Close enough. Yeah. I would say, yeah, I tried pretty hard in school. I would say, yeah.
What's your future?
I'm going to Grand Canyon University down in Arizona.
Wow.
And I'm going for pre-med.
Oh, wow, pre-med.
Yep. Wow, that is awesome.
Why'd you pick that college?
First of all, it's warm.
You gotta love the view, too.
Exactly. But it also is a really good Christian college, and my Christianity and spirituality is pretty big, so.
I know your faith is really important to you, isn't it?
Yep.
That's great.
That's incredible.
All right.
Well, I gotta ask you, with being involved with all of those things, how do you find time just to be a kid, or is that just being a kid doing the things you do?
I would say it's a little bit of both. Sometimes it gets stressful and overwhelming, but then, like, weekends I'm usually free, and I try and do as much as I can with my friends. I mean, I'm always hanging out with them.
No.
So, yeah.
Do you have a job, a part-time job?
Not yet. This summer, probably.
Okay. All right.
I don't think he has time, Paul.
No, he doesn't have time. So you get to go down to the cities to the state tournament, right?
Yep.
And they do that on TV at halftime,
yeah.
I think, right?
You have to wear a suit or anything?
Yep.
Are you a suit and tie guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Did we talk about arts at all?
Not yet.
Okay, how about that?
So I'm involved in orchestra, band, and choir at school. And then I'm also, it's kind of extracurricular, but I'm involved in Agape through
yep.
Grace Lutheran Church. And then I also drum for Grace on
oh,
Sunday
wow.
morning.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm also involved in a rock band with some of my friends from Dawson.
What's the band called?
It's called The Stitches.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah,
heard
thank
you.
You.
Three
thank
times
you.
Now.
Thank
You've
you.
Heard them before,
I said they
Mark?
Need to get you to the fair every year. Yeah. That'd be fun.
How that group got put together?
I don't really know. They asked me to join after it was created, and then, of course, I had to say yes.
What kind of music do you play?
Rock. 80s, 90s, little too early 2000s rock.
How about some 70s?
Yeah, we play a few.
Uh-huh.
Black Sabbath.
All right.
They are really good.
All right. Landon, thanks for joining us here at Halftime. And
thank
really,
you.
Congratulations on the AAA award.
Yeah, thank you.
That's one. I think I told Bart. I think that's one of the highest awards
yeah.
you can get.
Yeah, I think so.
It covers everything.
Exactly.
That'll look really good on your resume when you're applying for a job.
Exactly.
Wow. Thanks, Landon.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Best of luck, Landon.
Landon Keeman, AAA award from Dawson Boyd High School. Nice kid, isn't he?
Super. You can see he's very well grounded.
All right, we got about a minute. Let's go through the first half here. The Blue Jays down by 10.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I never thought I'd see this, but the Blue Jays are getting out-rebounded by the Patriots, and really they've had, I think, 9 turnovers, which really is uncharacteristic of the Blue Jays. So, Paul, this is what it's all about now. You've got 18 minutes to go in your career, whether or not you're going to go home or go to a state tournament. So we're going to find out which coach and which players make the best adjustments in the second half.
All right, the leading scorer for Hills Beaver Creek is Regan Rowe, number 23, and he's a 6'2" junior, more of a football player looking guy, huh?
Yeah, like I said, he looks like a great pulling guard on the football team.
14 points he leads the Patriots in scoring. Kind of, we got 9 points for Weeperding, 7 for Eli Gertis, 6 for Roloff, and Caleb Asaki with 5. For Central Minnesota Christian.
Yeah, and the defenses are very similar. You know, they're playing that zone defense. It's like a matchup zone defense, too. And after the Blue Jays hit their first 2 shots from the three-point line, they aren't open anymore. They're just getting swarmed on the outside now.
All right, we'll take a break. That wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Shop Monica's there on Chestnut Street. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. But the start of the second half, it's 39-29, Patriots over the Blue Jays.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.